Today, the tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria, continues from Ayah 7 in Surat Qasas. Ustaz Abdulmuin Yaqub will be reciting the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Elokine will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وهامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق، الهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه، فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني، إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين. فالتقطه آل فرعون ليكون لهم عدوا وحزنا إن فرعون وحامان وجنودهما كانوا خاطئين. Yesterday we had not finished the sixth verse when we left. وأوحينا إلى موسى أن أرضعيه. Like we said, Allah Ta'ala said, He inspired to the mother of Moses an RDEH. So when you give birth to this son, go ahead and breastfeed him. But when if you are in fear of what anything that will happen to him, then go and put him into the Nile River that is passing by her house. Allah Ta'ala, don't have any fear. Allah Ta'ala, and don't have any sadness. In Naradu Hilaiki, we shall surely return him to you. Waja'iluhu min al-mursalin, and we shall make him to be among the prophets, messengers of Allah. And we said this verse itself has a lot of eloquence in it, because there are two commandments, there are two instructions that we should not do this, we should not do this, and forbiddings, and there are two good news in it. For Ardihihi is an instruction. Go and breastfeed him. When you fear, go and put him in the river Nile. That's another instruction. He's forbidden that he should not have any fear. He should not have any sadness. In Naradu Hileki, we shall return him back to you. It's a good news. And we shall make him among the messengers of Allah. It's another big news. Here, like we said yesterday, Allah is the one telling the mother of Moses, a child that a woman labored in pregnancy, delivered, she's seen the child, it will be taken and killed. And like we said, immediately Pharaoh had the dream. He said, if it is the people of Bani Israel that will make my kingdom to go, then that will not happen. Because I have so much power over them. They are my slaves. How will it happen? They said, it is a child that will be born. I will even start today. All children that are still in the state of their childhood, which means toddlers, take all of them and slaughter them. About 20,000 children were slaughtered. So from now onwards, any child that is given birth to made slaughter him. Then they were slaughtering, they were slaughtering, they were slaughtering. They even had special people called slaughterers until they kept The kept are the ones that are favored in the community, that is the Egyptians. They had to go back and meet Pharaoh. If we continue to slaughter this maid, a time will come, nobody will work for us in our farms. Nobody will work for us in our construction sites. Their women cannot do this, and we don't know how to do all this. We have been kings for long. Okay, what you will do? Let us be jumping 1 year. This year, kill their males. The following year, leave them to lead. Where is their intelligence? Then they were doing that. The year that the boys are supposed to be left and not slaughtered, that year, Haruna, that is Aaron, the senior brother to Moses, was given back to. This particular year now, that the males were to be slaughtered, Moses was given back to. And Allah is now telling her, go ahead and pursue her. Because when she was pregnant, pregnancy was not easily seen by people, for people to come to her and monitor her. But if you are afraid, go and put him in the river. As she was breastfeeding Moses, up to nearly 3 months, she was breastfeeding for Moses. Then one day, people suspected. Those murderers that normally will have to go and search the houses every morning for anybody that was not reported by the midwives came into the house. Immediately he heard their footstep, pam, coming. Quickly, she took Moses, the cloth, piece of cloth around that she had with her, covered her quickly. The next hole she just saw by her side, she just put Moses inside the hole. People came. No child was given birth to no child. No child was given birth to no child. They were checking. It was only when these people were checking, she realized that the hole that she put Prophet Moses inside is the oven. And there was fire in the oven. It was only that time she realized. In the state of fire. These people, they checked everywhere. Of course, this is an oven. And there's fire beneath it. So they left. They were leaving quickly. She went. And she met Anil Musa, was still healthy inside the oven. From here, she now knew that. In another place, Allah said, put him inside a box. Then she now ran, kept the child down. Moses was not crying at all, for even anybody outside to know. She now ran to a carpenter, and the carpenters also are Israelites. Please, I want a box. You describe how the box should be. The person said, "How this kind of box you are saying, I make it for you to do what with it?" He said, "I need it. So until you tell me what it is for, I will not do it for you." He said, "But you have to swear to me that you will keep my secret." He said, "Yes, I want to keep my child inside. It's a male. They will kill him." He said, okay, come back, I'll do it for you. This man now wanted to use this to go and make money. Went to Pharaoh to go and tell Pharaoh what has happened. By the time he got to Pharaoh, he met Pharaoh inside the crowd, shouted, "Oh, King Pharaoh," said, "What is it?" Then the mouth couldn't talk again. He couldn't see again. And Pharaoh said, "What did this man has to say?" And he's shouting on my name. He couldn't say it. "Beat this pool out of this place." He was totally beaten. As he turned to go, his mouth opened. He tried to say it again. "Sir, this madman has not left here." After receiving total beatings, he left. Then he now knew that. What made his eyes to go blind momentarily and his mouth to become deaf momentarily must be Allah. He now did the box and told the and take it to the lady. He said, "Look, this boy is not an ordinary person. Whatever is going to become the fate of this boy, I will believe in him." And when Prophet Moses finally became a prophet, he was the first to believe in him. So this box was now made. And when this box was made, he now put Moses inside it. That fear that he had to put Moses inside the oven was so strong that early in the morning, still in the night, on the dusk of it, he now put this boy of 3 months old inside the box and put him in the river to go. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَخْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَائِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُسَلِمِ. Allah is telling him here two things he should not do. لَا تَخَافِي, don't fear. Is it possible for a lady that his child is now in a box inside a river not to fear? وَلَا تَخْزَنِي, he shouldn't have sadness. Is it possible for somebody who has been separated from his child to be happy? Always these two things, fear and sadness, are the things that every human being is trying to run away from in the world. The opposite of it is what every human being is looking for in the world. If you see anybody looking for anything in the world, it's either he wants that thing to make him to be secure, or he wants that thing to make him to be happy. If somebody is looking for a position, he believes that that position will give him some security in the society, and that it will give him some happiness. If you have peace and you don't have happiness, it's still not complete. For example, in the town you are living in, you're not afraid of anybody, but there's no happiness. So this lady is being told now that Allah promises her there will be no fear in what will happen to the child. She herself will not have any state of sadness. Around this night, close to the morning, that he put this child in and he left it. In Naradu Hilaiki, Allah has said, I will bring him back to you. And I will make him among the messengers of Allah. But there is no way a woman can keep long without seeing his child. So what will happen? Faltakatahu alu fir'auna liyakuna lahum aduwan wa khazana. Faltakatahu alu fir'auna. The people of Fir'auna, Iltakatahu, found, picked him, liyakuna lahum, so that the consequence is that he will be for them aduwan, an enemy, wahazana, and a source of sadness. Inna Fir'auna, for sure, notice that Fir'auna, wahamana, and his chief minister Haman, wajunudahuma, and their army, kanu khati'in, were people that were always in evil, evil in their work, always doing the wrong thing, never doing the right thing. Here, when you say iltaqata, likulli sakitin lakitin, when you say iltaqata, when something is found and you pick it, without, you didn't have to go, you didn't go to look for it, you just go and going on the way and you found it. That is iltaqata. So the people of Fir'auna were not looking for it, and they just saw it in the river. Here, both Fir'auna, the wife, and the family, they were there. Fir'auna did not have any son. He had only a daughter. From this, his wife, Asiya, bint Muzahim. This daughter of Fir'auna was also stricken with leprosy. And people had told Fir'auna that your leprosy of your child will not get cured except the day he gets saliva from an animal-looking human being inside the river. And they have not been able to get that. If they get saliva, the saliva will cure her from her leprosy. And here they were. They were just sitting down. Suddenly, they saw a box come in. Faltakatahu. Liyakuna, li here is so that it can. It's a preposition. Ulama said this preposition is not a preposition of reason or a preposition of motive, but a consequential preposition. Because you don't pick something for it to become an enemy to you, for it to become a source of sadness to you. But they pick it with the consequential fact that he is going to be a source of sadness to them, a source of fear to them, an enemy to them. That's why the Arabs, they say, Laddu lil maut, wabnu lil kharab, born for death, built for ruins. Anybody that is giving birth, he's not giving birth that he for the reason that he wants him to die. But the consequence is that this child, anybody that's giving birth to, is going to die finally. When you are making a building, you make it beautiful. You want to live in it. But whether you like it or not, the end of that building is going to be ruins. So in this case, they pick this found box. But unknown to them, the consequence is that this is going to be cause of sadness to the family, and it's going to be cause a source of enmity to the family. لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ أَدُوًا وَخَزَمًا. Why? إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَجُنُودَهُمَا كَانُوا خَاطِئِينَ. They are always doing everything wrong. Even in picking this box, they pick it wrongly.
وقالت امرأة عمق قالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون.
وقالت امرأة فرعون قرة عين لي ولك لا تقتلوه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وهم لا يشعرون. After they have picked it, they opened it. Behold, is a human being inside. Then, وقالت امرأة فرعون, quickly the wife of Fir'aun, as he said, قررت عين لي ولك. This is happiness of the eye for me and for you. I say, أن ينفعنا, maybe he will benefit us. أو نتخذه ولدا, or we shall make him to become our own son. أهم لا يشعرون. And they did not have any incident or any form of knowledge what will happen at the end. Here, when they picked this son, this child, and they opened the box and they saw him, Allah has already made Moses in such a way, and he put love with him. Allah said, I put my love with you. Nobody sets his eye on Nabi Musa without loving him. Not because of his physical build. In the case of our Prophet, not only does Allah put love in him, his physical build was so excellent that even anybody that you don't wish to love him, when you see his physical build alone, you love him. And Nabi Musa is not one of any excellent physical build like our Prophet or Nabi Yusuf. But Allah put, you know, charisma in him. Whoever sees him will just love him. Really, he saw him. What? Qurat ayni li walak. This is the coolness of my eye, and yours too. I say, and yamfa'ana. We may be lucky. He will benefit us. Awna takhidahu waladan. Or even we make him to be a son. Did they know what is going to be happen to them? Hum la yashun. They did not know. But the first thing they did was to say, you remember, we were told we are going to pick an animal, like a human being, like animal. It's only from him, from the sea, that we can get the saliva. Let us try the saliva. Maybe he will become a benefit for us. Then they took the saliva, used it to rub the lady that is full of leprosy. Immediately she got cured. This is already the miracle from the saliva of Anabi Musa. But Fir'aun said, Qurat ainin li walaka, for you, yes, for me, it is not. The Prophet ﷺ said, if at that time Fir'aun himself had said, just like the wife said, that is the coolness of my eye and for you, and he also repeated that, Moses would have benefited both Fir'auna and the wife, and the two of them will have become Muslims. Not only Asiya, that at the end of the day was a Muslim, telling Allah Rabb ibni li indaka baytan fil jannati wa najini min Fir'auna wa malihi wa najini min al-qawmi zalimin, that was asking Allah, build for me a castle in paradise and save me from Fir'auna and save me from his evil work. After they took him and they cured him, then he said, this boy, I will kill him. Moses was being seen, and this man was looking at him, love him all the while. He said, I will kill him, because I was told that a boy is going to be born from the people of Israel. Maybe he's from the Israelites. The daughter now also knew that he was cured because of the survival of this boy. Automatically, the love of the daughter of Fir'auna is with Moses. The love of the wife is with Moses. The love also has gone to Fir'auna. He is now broken between his loving him and killing him. And here is the wife. Here is the daughter. The two of them say, no, you cannot kill him. Such a beautiful gift you get. Even he has killed our daughter. What do you stand to gain in killing him? How can you? This is not an Israelite. Who told you it's an Israelite? And you, all of us know the amount of power our wives can have over us and our daughters can have over us when they are looking for something. Of course, they were the one that outweighed on Fir'auna, and he was not killed. He was now left in the house the same day. And then the issue now came up. What are we going to do? We have gotten a child. Okay, what we'll do is we'll put the child down, we'll look for midwives, people that can breastfeed among the Egyptians to breastfeed him. But they did not know that this is the boy that was going to be given battle, that will be the end of the kingdom of Pharaoh.
وأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين.
وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا إِنْ كَادَتْ لَتُبْدِي بِهِ لَوْلَا أَنْ رَبَطْنَا عَلَى قَلْبِهَا لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. الله تبارك وتعالى said, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. Just immediately she went and dumped this box in the river. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. The heart became empty of everything. Everything left her heart. In kadat latubdibi, he will nearly have gone out to shout, I have thrown my son inside the river. Save me. Lawla an rabatna ala qalbiha. If it were not that we have already tied her heart not to shake. Lawla an rabatna ala qalbiha litakuna min al-mu'minin. So that he will be among those that have faith in what we have told her. That wala tahzani. So here, Farigan, when the heart is empty, nothing is there except just the thought of Anil Musa. The ulama, they said, the proper way to do zikr is when your heart is completely empty, nothing is there, then you can call unto Allah. That is the time that you are close to Allah. But as long as something is in your heart, then you are not yet ready to go to where Allah is. You're not yet ready to mention Allah. You can see Moses, when the mother was in fear now, everything had left the heart. Farigan is to be empty. So if you want to make zikr of Allah, get your heart to be empty of anything. Let your interest in Allah be so strong that nothing else can enter your heart at that moment. When you are praying salah, that's how you are supposed to be. When you are making zikr, that's how you are supposed to be. This is the situation that Moses' mother was on in now, that the heart remembers nothing. Nothing, only the son. And Allah said, I am the one that tied his heart هي لتكون من المؤمنين so that she can become among the faithful servants of Allah.
وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون.
وقالت لأخته قصيه فبصرت به عن جنب وهم لا يشعرون. The mother of Moses now called the senior sister of Moses. وقالت لأخته, he told her, قصيه, follow this box gently. وبصرت به عن جنب, and try to be watching it from the side, وهم لا يشعرون, so that they don't know that anybody is watching it. So she is now supposed to be on the trail and see what has happened to Moses.
وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون.
حرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل فقالت هل أدلكم على أهل بيت يكفلونه لكم وهم له ناصحون. وحرمنا عليه المراضع من قبل. Then we denied Moses any breast milk that was brought to him to suck. Then فقالت, the sister came by and said, هل أدلكم على أهل بيت؟ Will I show you to a people of a house يكفلونه لكم, that will take care of him for you, وهم له ناصحون, and they will watch him and take good care of him. This is what she said. Of course, she has put herself in trouble by the way she showed interest. She has been told, وهم لا يشعرون. Because what Allah did here is, all the people that can breastfeed, whenever they were brought to the palace of Pharaoh, Moses will refuse to accept their breast milk. This is what Allah said here, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعِ. We forbid all breast milk to him in the initial stage. And that is why the lady was now able to give this advice. It's not only Moses, all prophets. Allah forbid that any breast milk that is not a sound one, is not from a muwahid, one that worships Allah only, should feed them. Because breast milk has a lot to do with the behavior and the character of a child. We know that sometimes if a lady is known to be a pickpocket or to steal when she gives birth, some tribes don't allow such a woman to breastfeed his child for fear that the child too will also engage in that character. That is why the Prophet Halima was made to be, was impoverished by Allah, for him to be poor, so that by the time the people came from Banu Sa'ad to come and look for children to suckle, nobody was willing to give his child to Halim, because she was so haggard looking. She was so impoverished. At the same time, the Arabs, it was their tradition that when they go to look for what children to breastfeed, they are not going to collect any money from the people that they are breastfeeding. What they hope is that they are from the village. They are now going to have brothers that are from the city. We are poor, they are rich. We have foster children from the city. So tomorrow, they will always look back onto us. So when the Halima came with all the women that came from Banu Sa'ad, everybody refused Halima any child. And all of them also refused to pick the prophet because they said the father is dead. If he's an orphan, what good are we going to get when this child grows up, since the father is an orphan? Allah purposely did this because at that time, Halima is the only house in Banu Sa'ad that does not worship idol. So again here, Allah did not allow Moses to suckle any breast of any nobody, except somebody that Allah is sure is worshiping Allah alone, or at least does not worship any idol. Here, they were now advised by this lady. Hal adullukum ala ahli baytin yakhulunahu lakum hum lahu nasihun. Then they now asked her, you say hum lahu nasihun, what is your business with this boy that you are saying that they will take good care of him and they will be advising him? He said, no, they will be advising him for the king so that they can get reward. The lady quickly answered. So after saying this, then they said, okay, we agree. Where is that person's house?
فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
وَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, just like we promised, فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, we returned him back to his mother, كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا, so that her eyes can have coolness and happiness, وَلَا تَحْزَنَ, and she's not sad. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ كَيْ تَقَرَّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنَ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. For her to also know that when Allah promises, his promises will come to pass. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But a lot of people don't know that when Allah promises, that promise will come to pass. No matter how long it takes, Allah's promise will be fulfilled. Here, immediately he said that, they now said, lead us to the house. They led them to the house of the mother of Moses. And immediately they brought her to the palace. They brought her to the palace, they gave her Moses. Quickly Moses took the breast and was suckling it. Pharaoh said, what is your relationship between this lady, this boy? He said, no, but he has refused all breast milk. Why is he taking your own without any quarrel? He said, look, Allah has given me fragrance of the body and my breast is sweet. There is no child that has ever come close to me that refuses my breast. And it's true that Allah has made the body of mother of Fir'auna to have natural fragrance. Mother of Moses to have natural fragrance. So this is what saved the situation. Fir'auna now agreed that Moses should be given to her to be breastfeeding. Every day we'll be paying you 1 dinar. She accepted. Will you sleep here or will you go to your house? Said, no, I will go to my house. I have other children. Said, you're taking her to your house and in the morning come and stay here. When you're going to sleep, take her to your house. So she was now breastfeeding her son and she was also getting paid for breastfeeding her son. Every day, a dinar. And she is now loved in the house of her owner for being the lady that was able to suckle this boy that nobody could suckle from the beginning. And here, Moses' mother now knew that what Allah told her, that this child will become a prophet, is sure to come. Even a lot of people don't know now, she already knows that the boy is suckling now is going to be a prophet in this world.
وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَىٰ آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ.
وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ, when Fir'auna got to the prime of his strength, وَاسْتَوَى, and to the prime of his intellect, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا, we gave him correct judge wisdom to judge things correctly. Ilman, and we gave him knowledge. Wakazalika, that is the same way, Najzil Muslim, that we repay anybody who is excellent in duty. Allah did not tell us how did he grow up until he came to this age, which is about between 30 and 33. That is the time a man will normally get to the prime of his strength and to the prime of his intellect. But Allah has told us one thing here. وَكَذَٰلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. That's how we pay people that are excellent in character, which means Moses displayed excellent character throughout this period up to this moment. In the case of Anabi Yusuf, we were told there in Surat Yusuf, Alamma balaga ashuddahu atihinahu hukman wa ilma, when he got to the prime of his strength. But here Allah said, when he get to the prime of his strength and had a balanced thought, that is intellectual thought. So always we should try our best to train our children, so by the time they get to the prime of their strength, their intellect is also at its prime. We should make sure that our children bring up good characters before that age. But with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his own training is that by the time a child is 21, all this should be gathered in him. Because the ulama, they said, La ibuhu fi saba'in, allimuhu fi saba'in, sahibuhu fi saba'in. So the first 7 years of a child, said, La ibuhu, be playing with him. Even if you are going to teach him in a playful manner. Don't beat him. For example, you want him to study Quran. There's no way he can read easily. He can't recognize characters easily, but he can memorize easily. As he's memorizing, don't beat him. Allow him to do it with play. After these 7 years, he will start to be able to recognize characters. Start teaching him character, that is alphabets, and reading. Allimuhu fi sab'in. Make him to be able to learn in the next 7 years. To be not only to learn Quran, to also even to learn the fiqh, the judgments of Allah, so that by the age of 14, he is a malam of his own, even though he doesn't yet acquire wisdom. Then they said, sahibu fi sab'in. Then for the next 7 years, let him be a companion. Anywhere you go with him. Whatever you do with him. All that he learned in the last 7 years, he will be seeing it being put into practice in the next 7 years. So by the time he's at the age of 21, this boy is full of knowledge. He will have started benefiting mankind even before he got to the age of 30. If we see somebody like Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, at the age of 21, he wrote this book called Ruhul Adab. Lima Hawa Min Hikamin Wa Adabi. He wrote a book that he calls Spirit of Good Morals, which today ulamas are still studying to see how much character they can take from it. At that age, Allah has built him to the extent that not only has he memorized the Quran, not only has he become a faqih, not only has he become a sheikh of his own right, he is now writing and authoring books for people. If you fail to train your child the first 7 years, to allow him to be your companion that you play with, for him to know that you love him, he will just end up behaving like a monkey. All he does is destruction. He will destroy this, he will destroy that, he will destroy this. So it is wrong what some of us do now. We just leave our child go and be playing anywhere. Their mothers should learn to stay with these children so that as they play with their mother and know that not all kind of play is permissible. A child at the age of 6, 7 should be enrolled into a school. Sayyida Umm Hani, the daughter of Sheikh Ibrahim Nias, she said she was in London with her grandfather. When she got to the age of 6, Sheikh said they should bring her back to Senegal to come and learn the Quran. That no child should go beyond the age of 6 without starting a school. And they had to bring her back from London to Senegal to come and learn the Quran. So by the time our child latest is 7 years, we should put them to school. And the first thing we should teach our children should be the Quran. It shouldn't be the last thing. It shouldn't be the secondary thing. Today, our parents are teaching their children primarily the Western education. Then secondarily, the Islamic education. The Islamic education should be the primary education. And the Western education should be the secondary education. So that if the love of the Quran, the love of the path of the Prophet is already seated in their heart before they learn Western education, it will be difficult for Western education to influence them to go the wrong way. then if a child has done a secondary school and is at the age of about 13, 14, when he comes to school, we should try to do like we used to do in those days. Let him have a tutor in the school that he's always going to, seeking advice from. Not that he goes on his own, he does whatever he does, he wants to do, he's looking at bad movies, he's following bad friends. If you don't train your child properly, at that stage, he will follow bad friends, and all he will think about is how to go ahead, go to this lady by force, by hook or crook, get money by force, by hook or crook, do whatever he wants to do. If you don't do these things at the age of 21, instead of you to have a child who can lead a nation, you will have a child who is an armed robber. May Allah save all of us.
Amen.
So that is why here you have to be very careful. فَهَرَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ مَرَادِ أَمِنْ قَبْ فَالْحَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَيْتِ يَقْلُونَهُ لَكُمْ وَهُمْ لَهُ نَاصِحُونَ فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّكَ تَقَرَّ عَيْنَهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنْ وَلْتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقْ وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. The promise of Allah is true. Whatever Allah asks us to do, we should do it. إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. If you assist Allah, Allah will assist you to succeed.
ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل
ودخل المدينة على حين غفلة من أهلها وجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه فاستغاثه الذي من شيعته على الذي من عدوه فوقظه موسى فقضي عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. After فلما بلغ أشده واستوي آتينا حكما وعلما وكذلك نجزي المحسنين. After Moses has gotten to the prime of his strength, the prime of his wisdom, he now goes to inspect things. He now goes in the town to inspect whatever work is going on. He will go out and come back. He is still living with Firauna, well respected. Firauna loving him. But when he was a child, there were instances Firauna wanted to kill him, and he didn't. There were instances when he pulled on the beard of Firauna. They were playing, the pulling was so hard that Firauna said, Kai, this boy, you think he's not the boy they say he's going to come and destroy my kingdom? The wife said, no, what does this boy know? He left him. Another day they were playing with the boy and he hit Firauna on the face. Firauna had some dizziness. Some dizziness, because this is the prophet talking. So, this boy, just small hitting, he hit me. I'm nearly dizzy. Go and get me people to kill him. So, this boy cannot understand anything. It's just a mistake. He doesn't know the difference between a golden coin and an ember of fire. So, you think so? It's okay. Bring a golden coin and ember of fire. They brought a golden coin and a charcoal of fire. Red hot. This one is also red looking. This one is red looking. Then they put them down. Plain, he should pick one. Then Moses was going to pick the golden coin. Angel Gabriel quickly came and took him to pick the fire. He picked the fire and brought it to his mouth, and it burnt the tongue. The prophet, they don't feel heat. So by the time he picked it, he was not feeling any heat. But by the time it got to the tongue, Allah allowed it to burn the tongue. That's why Moses was a stammerer. Because of that problem in the tongue. Then Firauna said, it is true, leave him. But he's now going to get a limit now. Why? وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ هِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهَلِهَا. He now entered the town, that is Moses. Alahini gaflatin min ahliha, when the people of the town were least expecting people to be in the streets. It's either around the time of siesta or around the evening when everybody has just started retiring back to the house. فَوَجَدَ فِيهَا رَجُلَيْنِ يَقْتَتِلَانِ. Then Moses found two men fighting. هَذَا مِنْ شِيَأَتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. This one is an Israelite, even though he doesn't know himself, he is an Israelite. And this one is from his enemy, that's the Egyptian, even though he doesn't know that they are his enemies. فَاسْتَغَاثَهُ الَّذِي مِنْ شِيَأَتِهِ عَلَى الَّذِي مِنْ عَدُوِّهِ. The one that is being oppressed at this particular time is the one from his own group, the Israelites. He sought his assistance over this Egyptian that was forcing him to do work when he could not do any work again. Musa just raised his hand up and just hit. This hitting, he would just hit him. He died. He looked at the boy, died, dead. Haza min amali shaitan. Definitely this is not my work. This is the work of Satan. Innahu aduun. Satan is an enemy. Mudillun. He is the one that get people to go to the wrong path. Mubin, very clearly. He will turn you to the wrong path and he's an enemy. Prophets, they don't carry the nature of any ordinary human being. The only time the Prophet threw a javelin or an arrow with his hand against an enemy in the war, this man has promised the Prophet that he will kill the Prophet. The Prophet says, no, you will not kill me. I will be the one to kill you. He just took the javelin and threw it. He didn't aim him. He only aimed the side of his neck. And he just passed by the side of the neck. The man started shouting, jumping, rolling. He ran back to his people. Said, Muhammad has killed me. I'm burning. They said, where is the wound? He was showing his neck. We can't see anything, only a small bruise in the neck. Said, Muhammad has, that's how he was shot until he died. Because the nature of the prophets are not the nature of every human being. Even we human beings, everybody's nature differs. Some are more spiritual. Some are more physical. Some are strong in strength. Some are strong in character. Some are strong spiritually. Some, if they say something from the mouth, it will be like that. To the extent that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to tell us, fear the mouth and fear the eye. There are eyes that if they just see something, he said, this thing will not be good, it will never be good. Just their eye to see it. Their mouth, that when they see something, they said, this thing is caused, it is caused. The same thing, there are eyes that if they set eye on something, say, blessed be this person, the person is blessed. There are eyes that when they see something and they said, this thing is good. The mouth that if they pray on something, it is like that. That's why Allah himself is warning us not to fight with his saintly servants. Because the saintly servants of Allah, they worship Allah, they worship Allah, they deny themselves until their nature has changed. To the extent that Allah said, كنت سمعه الذي يسمع به وبصره الذي يبصر به ويده الذي يبتش به بها ورجله الذي يمشي بها. If these people, their nature has changed because of their closeness to God. Anybody who is close to God has a different nature from an ordinary person. So here, and if Musa is close to God at this stage, بلغ أشده واستوى. And Allah said, "Ateena hukman wa ilma." Allah said, "We gave him wisdom. We gave him knowledge." So just one strike on a human being, just with his hand like this, bam, the person fell down and died. He said, "This is the work of Satan. Satan will always cause people to go astray." So here, he has told us that we have to be very careful. The ulama, they are very careful. Ulama, when you are with them, they will warn you. We always see you doing zikr, reciting the Quran. Please don't curse people. Please always think of good people. So when our sheikhs particularly, they are giving tariqa to people, they give, they tell you, do this, do this, do this. Pray in congregation. Be dutiful to your parents. Always visit the sheikhs that you know are sheikhs in this tariqa. Immediately they see that you have gotten to a stage and they want to make you emikat them, they say, please always remember us in your prayer. Always put the goodness of people in your heart. They say, please, if you can assist people, please don't harm them. Because you have been doing zikr, and as you are doing zikr, you are moving from the ordinary human being and you are getting closer to Allah. This is the stage that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in, and he hit this person. Look at what has happened to this person. He has now killed. Since he has now killed, all that he has been doing, he has never taken a life. He is a place where everybody is afraid of Fir'auna. But he is killed now, nobody knows that he has killed, because quickly he left the place. And the person that was assisted also left the place.
قال رب إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
قال ربي إني ظلمت نفسي فاغفر لي فغفر له إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Immediately that happened, quickly, without wasting time, he turned to Allah. Rabbi, oh my Lord, inni zalamtu nafsi, I indeed have oppressed myself. Faghfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. Faghfar Allah, Allah said, I forgive him immediately. Why? Innahu, for sure Allah, wal ghafurur rahim, he is one who is ever forgiven. He forgives all the time. Rahimun, he is one who is forever merciful. He is always showing mercy on people. So immediately you have committed a sin, quickly turn to Allah, ask for forgiveness. Don't wait until when you are about to die before you start saying, I'm asking for forgiveness. There are two kinds of sins. There is a sin that you know you have sinned. There are sins that you are sinning, you don't know that you are sinning. The sin that you know is when you commit a capital crime. You know it, that you have committed a capital crime. You have to make tawbah. Tawbah here is to ask Allah. Allah, I did this, I did this, I did this. Forgive me, I will not go back to it. You told a lie, it's a capital sin. You committed fornication, it's a capital sin. You cheated, it's a capital sin. All these are sins that you yourself, you knew you did. But there are sins that you are doing unintentionally and you don't intend it, but there are sins, by the way. You are going on the street, you see a lady passing, she's beautiful, you put your eyes on her. You are talking to somebody, you just want to make him happy, but you said a lie in your speech. There are sins like that, that they are not kabair. They are, however, sins. These ones, you have to be making istighfar continuously for Allah to forgive you. That's what Allah himself said, أَلَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِسْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. There are people that have reached a stage in their life, they don't come close to any capital sins, but they, however, still commit minor sins. These ones, Allah said, I will easily forgive them. This is why, get yourself to a stage that you leave all, abandon all capital sins, but you have to continuously engage in istighfar. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani advised that morning and evening, make istighfar. Don't say, I have not committed sin. You cannot count the sins you commit from morning till evening that are minor sins, but because you don't know about it. You are walking on the street, you are matching ants. They have not done nothing to you, you kill them. You take your hand, you cut leaf. The leaf is making tasbih to Allah. When you cut it, it stopped making tasbih. Why did you cut it? It's a sin. You look at somebody, he has not done anything to you. You didn't look at him with dignity. Allah said, Walakat karamna bani Adam. All children of Adam, I have given them dignity. You are supposed to look at every human being with dignity. But you look at a human being, you look at him as if you are better than him. It's a big sin. So there are so many sins we commit in a day that we cannot enumerate. So you have to ask Allah to forgive you all the time. Here, what Moses did here is a capital sin. Quickly he asked Allah to forgive him, and he will not stop there. you will also have to make a promise. Because when you commit a capital sin, you ask Allah to forgive you and you promise an la ta'uda fihi, that you will not go back to that sin.
قال رب بما أنعمت علي فلنكون ظهيرا للمجرمين.
قال ربي بما أنعمت علي فلنكون ظهيرا للمجرمين. He now went ahead after making tawbah, after making tawbah and asking Allah to forgive him. Allah said, I'm forgiving you. He said, Rabbi, oh my Lord, bima an amta alayya, for this favor you have conferred on me, raising me like this and making me to commit sin, and then you forgive me. Falan akuna zahiran lil mujrimin, for the rest of my life I will never stand against an evil person to destroy him. Falan akuna zahiran, I will never overcome lil mujrimin, a person who has committed sin. I will never go and stand that I will overcome him and vanquish him. See, he has made tawbah and he has repented and made a promise he will not go back to that sin that he committed. Because what this person did is not up to taking life. It's two people quarreling. The Egyptian was forcing the Israelite that he must carry a particular, some people say it's wood, some people say it's load. If you are in a land where there's appetite, then you know this. Because when the people that are said to be of noble origin, they are commanding those that are of less origin, they treat them like animals. So if sometimes animal is even had more dignity than them. Moses, growing up in good character because of the breast milk of his mother that he took, couldn't stand this. In trying to correct it, he ended up killing the person. Whereas the sin the person has committed is not that of killing a human being that requires that he should be killed. Even if he should be killed, it has to be through the authority. So he now asks Allah, forgive me and promise that I will never go back to this sin. Even if I see somebody who is doing evil doing, I will never go back. Remember, Fadi is a prophet. Allah says he's a prophet, even though he has not been ordained as a prophet. Allah is telling us he did this, let alone we. You just see somebody commit a small sin. You are the one who is going to try to make sure that you make him to face a punishment that is more than his sin. That's why, again, the government people should try to learn the way Allah punishes. They should not say they want to punish with their intelligence. They will end up punishing with sentiments. They shouldn't say we want to free people with our intelligence. They will end up freeing people with sentiments. So may Allah forgive all our sins, Amen. The one we know, the one we don't know.
Amen.
May Allah make us to be just in our actions.
Amen.
May Allah grant us wisdom in all that we do.
Amen.
May He grant us knowledge in all that we do. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen Muslims.
Amen.
And strengthen Islam.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace to our country.
Amen.
May Allah bring peace to our leaders.
Amen.
And grant them the wisdom to be able to guide us aright.
Amen.
May Allah bless all our children.
Amen.
Bless the work we are doing.
Amen.
Bless our homes.
Amen.
May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us.
Amen.
May Allah reward all the Sahabas.
Amen.
May Allah reward our ulama.
Jal
Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره يوم الدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.